evening. This is KE2VLA, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being in an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Currently the temperature in Boonville is 29 degrees and it's snowing. We've got about an inch of snow that's fallen this evening. I will now break for emergency traffic. During no emergency traffic, we'll accept mobiles wishing to check in. Come now, please. I will now receive calls from other members and guests. Please call KA2VLA.
KA2VLA, it's KD2AIT. Good evening.
WB2RUQ.
There's a couple in a hurry, so we'll go to the top of the list and see what Jeff has for us. KD2AIT, come in.
Good evening, this is KD2AIT. We're just kind of browsing around here online, and I go back and I check on the Yankee game and get a little frustrated, and I come back here and I browse around online a little bit. So not what's going on. I'm going to get to bed here in a little while and head down to camp in the morning, providing it doesn't snow anymore. Jeez, I can't believe that last little blast of snow we had here about an hour ago put about an inch of snow on my deck. But well, hopefully that's the last of it. So that's about it here. We just had to work most of the day, and that's it. So KD2VLA, this is KD2AIT.
Good report, Jeff. Well, that sort of surprised everybody. Of course, the weathermen have been calling for snow like it was going out of style. And they finally get their wish. But I think it won't last for long. Now we'll go down and see what John has for us. WB2RUQ, come in, please.
Yeah, KA2VLA, WB2RUQ. I will hate to tell you what the weather has been down here in Hudson Valley. It's bright sunshine all day. We topped out at 65 degrees, currently 47. Technically, we're supposed to drop down in the 20s tonight, but probably not in the 30s. But it feels real spring-like out there. Gloria and I were in Newburgh this afternoon, trying to get a hair done. We grabbed a bite to eat and worked our way home, and frankly, I'm sitting here watching the Mets game right now, and that's about it, Clint. And by the way, good-looking picture there back in 46 there that you and that buck hanging at the house. So made news, my stepson, Jeff Cavanaugh, somebody at the college flagged him down with a photo and said, you related to, you know, these caperns up here in Boonville? So and there you were, so... You're becoming famous in your own time, WB2RUQ.
Don't take much of a picture, go in the paper, then you get all sorts of comments. Oh, well, I had one guy, Ray Hershey, one of our net people, said, geez, he said, I wasn't even born when you shot that deer. I said, you're too young, that's the trouble. Well, that was sort of interesting. That was the year I came home from the war. I spent 3 years in the service flying B-24s. And that was my first hunting season, so I was sort of happy to get it.
Oh, yeah. Was that the year you got the black bear too, in 46?
I got a black bear in 46, and I think that's I got this buck the same year, and down here. I went back to the spot where I shot the black bear, and I got a 13-point buck, the largest, biggest buck I've ever shot. Weighed 188 pounds. So that's only half a mile from Jeff's camp. Less than that, I've got 41 deer and 3 bear in that territory. So it's pretty good hunting.
How many deer did you say?
I put a notch on my rifle whenever I get a deer. I got 41 notches, and I notched another part of it for a bear. I've got 3 bear.
All right. Not bad for a 32 Special Winchester. Okay, well, have a good evening, and I hope the snow lasts up for you guys, and we're looking for another repeat warm day tomorrow down here in the valley, so that's got to be coming north, and the week should improve, so WB2RUQ.
That 32 Special that I use, I bought it when I was 16 years old. I paid $46 for it. I still use it. You hear that 32 Special go off? There's a meeting camp. Well, we better let you go. Let's say 73, and we'll close down the net.
Yeah, just one more thing, Clinton, there. Yeah, I bought my 32 Special when I was 16. Remember Burgoyne had the gas station there? Bought it from him, and I got it for, I think it was $69. I remember right. That number sticks in my mind, but it's about right. So it still hangs on the wall, still fires. The old Winchester is a good weapon. WB2RUQ.
Hearing no more conversation on the net, I will close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jeff and John for coming in. And 73 to those who are listening in. This is KA2VLA, and I will be clear.
Returning to net frequency.